can't remember Andy. Let's see.
which one is he?
Which one is Andy? Jeff Garland. You're not Larry David.
Yeah. Larry. Larry, I auditioned for him once, and he was like, it was the Larry David show. What's that? Kirby Enthusiasm.
Kirby Enthusiasm. Yeah.
He's one of the producers, so he's like, I'm playing a waiter, so I'm like, he's like, any questions? And I was like, should I defer since he's like, not at all. Not at all. Maybe for like 2 seconds, but then not at all. And he had like a whole meal on his stomach that he was just munching on.
That's so weird, because when we saw him at the comedy club, we peeked in and said, hey, how are you? You know, we're looking forward to the show. And he literally, it was just a whole meal, and he didn't even stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, yeah. Like... this is so much more important than anything you have to say.
Yeah, great to see you.
Exactly.
I just listened to his, he has a podcast, and he had Maron on.
Yeah.
And evidently that's what he loves.
Yeah, Mark Maron.
James is just scratching his face. Like Mark does.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, that's
it. Yeah, I don't get it.
What am I saying? what am I saying?
I'm here. What is this? Is it a podcast? That's what I, all right, come on. Come on, man.
Come on, let's go.
Did you do him for him on his podcast?
Yeah.
When you were on that? Yeah.
I did it on WTF, and I did a web series, Maron in Space. He heard about it. I was backstage at UCB in LA, and we're doing the show together, and he's in the middle of conversation. I walk in the green room, and he looks at me and goes, I heard you do an impression of me.
Sounds
so
right.
Intimidating. And then sure. I was
and
like,
hostile.
And
yeah.
I was like, yeah. And he goes, do it on the show tonight.
All right.
He told me to.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then afterwards, I did it. And then afterwards, he goes, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. It's funny. What was that one thing you said? And then he had a note. He had a note for me.
Here's what you could do.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a brain suffering on a stool. He goes, yeah, see, that's not really it. That's more like I'm giving back. Like I'm taking it, but I'm also like, he gave a constructive criticism for the impression.
You're so good with your mannerisms and your impressions because, like that's like whenever I've heard other people talk about how they do impressions, it's usually like I find a word and I concentrate on that word and I figure out how many times I can say that word.
Sometimes that's helpful. Like sometimes the first thing I'll do to get into a character is like is just say their name.
Right.
Jesse the Body.
Right.
Ventura.
Yeah, he has a very distinctive way of how he says his O's or what. Yeah.
And if you go from their name, you can kind of work it out from there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you do Lewis Black, you I don't know if you know this or not, but you point like...
Yeah.
I mean, you...
Well, that's part of the fun.
Yeah, right.
You point like Lewis does.
He's always pointing. And I always say that the way Lewis Black points is like, what are you pointing at? I see demons and I'm trying to poke their eyes out.
Oh, so you know all these guys, though, right? You know Lewis and...
I've never met Lewis in person. I just met him when he called into the show.
Yeah, I'm sure he would love the impersonation.
Well, hey, great job tearing me down a notch. You really picked a great target.
And your favorite, though, is Jesse Ventura, right?
Yep, you got it. You got it. I sound like a hot pot. Like a hot soup ready to eat.
Oh, you do. It does have a thick sound, doesn't it?
Yep. He also sounds like he's been yelling his whole life.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have any. There's no vocal cords here. These cords are way out of tune.
Now,
I just got breath blowing across a hot desert in there.
Do you? I can't imagine what your act is like on stage. Are you just everywhere all at once, or do you?
Yeah,
you know,
I do a lot. I talk as myself. I mean,
yeah, right. No, but I mean,
radio and podcasts. I'm always
sure
you lend themselves to a character, and I do that stuff in my act. But it's always sort of weaving in and out of it with stories I have of myself.
How did you?
The usual. Come on, folks. I'm here all weekend.
Huh? What am I doing now? Huh? Did you? How did you hook up with the people at Children's Hospital and Cordry and Lake Bell and those guys?
Rob Cordry and I were in the Harold and Kumar 2 together. He played the...
I didn't see 2.
It's all right. He played... The first one's better, but I'm in the second one.
Okay, fair enough.
He played the aggressive, racist Homeland Security detective, and I played President George W. Bush. And we met there, and, you know, we did shows together, and David Wayne is also involved in Children's Hospital. We
Showalter and Black and Wayne and those guys.
They're the state.
Right, right.
But David Wayne and I did an episode of Comedy Bang Bang together in Chicago, and it was really fun. And then that was one of the few episodes where they just lost the audio. It was a live show.
Oh
no.
But
that's
my worst fear.
We still
remain friends. Oh gosh, that would be awful for a radio show. Can you imagine?
That'd be
horrible. We lost the audio.
We lost the audio. We can't even come on and say we lost the audio. I just blew my own mind. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the new movie In a World with Lake and Rob Corddry's dramatic in it, and he's great.
No, what is it? Is it about movie previews?
Absolutely. It's voice about overs. Remember the Don LaFontaine, the guy who In a World, and that was his kind of signature phrase. So he, in real life, they kind of mix, because Jess and I were talking about this yesterday. She thought it was kind of like a documentary.
I thought it was a documentary because you go to the
it's
theater.
It's not?
It's not.
No.
You thought it was too.
I love documentaries. Yeah.
That's a good documentary.
Oh, me too.
But they meld it. The jumping off point is where Don dies and the competitive world of voiceovers, they decide, well, we're going to retire the phrase, in a world. And
as an honor
to Don LaFontaine. So then they decide, oh well, we're going to bring it back. So they're looking for a new voiceover person to do it, and Lake Bell's up for it, and I don't know who the other actor is. And
really, Lake Bell is up for that?
She wrote it and directed the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And I forget his name. He's also in Children's Hospital. He plays one of the other doctors. And he's another competitive voiceover guy. Dark hair, tall. When you say his name, I'll know it.
Is he also from the state?
Yeah, yeah. No, I want to say Manjo, but that's not his name. This is horrible.
That'd be a great name, though.
Manjo?
Manjo?
Yeah.
It's great of us. We forget these. I don't know who it is, though. Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie. It's hard for me to...
Yeah.
Hard me to jump in on this one. What else can we talk about?
He's in Children's Hospital, and he's one of the doctors. Ken Marino.
Oh, Ken Marino, yeah.
See, Manjo Marino, I was so close.
So close.
Yeah. So anyway, they come up with a new person to do the voiceover work, and it turns out it's Lake Bell, who's the father of another legendary voiceover actor. You should go see it.
In a World.
That's right. You should go see it.
I could do Jesse Ventura.
So what do you do when you're just hanging out? Do you go watch comedians? Do you hang out with buddies? Or
I'm lucky enough to have a lot of interesting, talented friends in many cities around the world. I have a good time. I like to party. I go to the beach. I do my share of illicit drugs and... A very small share, don't worry.
No. I'm just kind of worried about
it. I like hiking and long walks.
It's almost like you don't hear a comedian say anymore, I like to party.
No,
it's always, I've been sober for 12 years.
We've had Marin on and whatever, and he goes, oh, it's 14 years. I never had a drink.
Not there yet.
No. Good for you.
Good for you, yeah.
Are you 30?
I'm over 30.
You're over 30, okay. All right. I'm just curious.
Chick, I don't think you've actually properly introduced our guest yet.
Oh, sorry. We just started having fun.
Oh, I just thought we were just starting to talk.
I don't think you've mentioned his name yet.
Oh, well. It's James Adomian.
Hi, guys.
He came highly recommended to us from Mr. Andy Kindler. Who's...
What, did Andy Kindler put in the word? Huh? Maybe, did I put in a word or maybe a sentence or some other form of grammatical construction?
And it's one of those things where I went online to find a picture of you because I didn't think, I wasn't here the first time you were on the show and then the second time you were here and I forgot. Mm. So, but I remembered.
I'm eminently forgettable.
The Lewis Black imitation though with the, he reads a
when
girl's.
When he called in.
When reads a girl's diary or something.
Oh yeah. That's on like Funny or Die, I guess.
Yeah. Dear
diary. Today was a very, very carrot, very best day of my life.
Oh, that's great.
Did you have a diary when you were?
Oh, God, yeah. I have a lot. I have journals where...
Okay, so you call them journals now, right?
Oh, yeah, I had a diary.
A journal is more serious.
But I had now I do. But diary, yes, and I still have, my middle school diary. That was the most, that one's full. And on the very back of it, it was every boyfriend and the time we dated when we started going out and when we broke up.
Yeah. No way.
Like, yeah. Like date and time of day?
That's kind of a ledger.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
No, that was the only time. It was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Yeah, and I still have
it. See, I have a 7th grader right now, and I hope to God she's not writing a diary.
Really?
No.
Why?
It's a tough time.
It is a tough time.
I wouldn't
want to
read it.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's awful. But Everybody, when you go out in middle school, though, it's not going out. It's, you know, it's, hey, you know.
You want to come over and watch TV?
I heard in third period that this guy liked you. What are you doing? You know, stuff like that. Yeah. And then my best friend ended up marrying the boy that I went out with the most in middle school. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's weird. The most is in quantity or the number of different times?
The number of different times.
Okay.
Like break up, go out. Yeah.
It was
like him and then another guy and then him. Like I just alternated. Like I was like, I need a little break and we break up and then, yeah.
I need a little break.
That's terrible.
Nobody knows how feelings work at that age.
No. You just know that you want the cute boy or the boy that plays on the basketball team or whatever. Like it was just, it's completely, and always an older boy. Always an older
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, me too. I've always gone for older guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess.
It's a fun way to do it.
Yeah. That's how I was. That's learning
some wisdom to pass on to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe wisdom. Maybe that explains
that explains our relationship.
Maybe you learned
Chick
some stuff.
Chick and I dated for, we were together.
Yeah, be grateful
for the time we were together.
Yeah.
I love the way that she explains our relationship. We used to date.
Oh,
lived together for 3.5 years, and we were engaged to get married. But we used to date.
Oh, wow. You guys have handled this very well.
partially.
You should listen to the Marc Maron episode.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one where it all comes
out. How do you do it?
No, he goes, oh, I know what's going to happen then. And then he just goes.
And then everybody cries.
And then everybody cried, and it was a mess. So. Yeah. But we haven't cried yet. What makes you cry, James?
older men.
They do have a way of letting you down.
Hey, I can make you cry, boy. Come here.
Wisdom has its sad side.
We should chat after this.
Violins.
Uh-huh.
Violins played over poignant scenes of drama.
Mm-hmm.
Melancholy.
Yeah.
Planetary destruction. Extinction of the human race. Those are things that make me cry.
So you're not much of a crier.
John Lennon songs.
James, do you get this from other guys saying to you, and I'll try to keep this as nice as possible, sort of denying that you're gay?
No.
Do guys say that? There's no way you're...
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought you meant James doing? No, he's not gay.
No, denying for you? No.
No, like covering for me, and I'm like, no, it's okay. You can tell me.
No, I mean, it's not...
They can't believe it. There's no way.
Yeah. Stereotypically, you wouldn't be.
Yes.
Other than you're very in touch with your feelings and you're a snappy dresser.
I'm a snappy dresser, thank you.
I don't think...
Well, you know, there's all kinds of varieties of gay. And I guess as time moves forward, more and more of us can just go like, hey, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left the Bob and Tom Show in 1995 and went to San Diego to do my own morning show with another gentleman who I didn't know was gay until... like 3 months into it.
Oh, yeah.
So he wasn't
gay in the air.
No, absolutely not. So he was in Florida. I was in Indiana, and we met in San Diego, and the management team at the radio station paired us up from our tapes, and then they hung out with us for a couple of days, and we, you know, had dinner and just watched TV and talked, and they thought, and I did too, that we, you know, hit it off, but I didn't realize that he was... as he explained to me, he was going through something a little bit more serious and needed to get out of Florida and wanted to change. And so he needed to work in San Diego. And then like 3 months in, he said, you know, I can't do this anymore. I'm gay and I need to leave. And
wasn't he in love with your producer?
He was in love with our producer at the time and just got in a bus and left.
Wow.
So, but my point is he was.
You didn't know for 3 months.
Yeah, you know, and most guys have a gaydar.
A gaydar, right.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's my joke in stand-up is that I realize that I don't scan gay like in a supermarket checkout.
I like that.
Beep, beep. And then to me, they go, oh, we got to manually key this one in.
Yeah. But he was 6'5", about 200, and really looked kind of like a young Clint Eastwood.
Hubba.
Yeah, hey. I mean, he...
But he died.
He was a great guy. You know, he's since passed away. But I don't know. I mean, we've had this talk before. I don't know what the
have we?
Yeah, the stereotypically gay voice or whatever, but that doesn't happen all the time.
I have a lot of friends who sound way more fabulous than I do.
right.
Then you get like the bear and leather scene, which is
I saw one of those magazines when I worked here. They shipped us magazines of those, and I was
I'm
attracted to every single one of these guys.
I would have been a bear in the gay world. Yeah, right.
Jump on. Let's take a ride.
You are.
I am a bear.
Yeah, yes. It's really not up to you. Yeah.
And then they have like on, you know, Reddit, the website community forum, they have one of the Reddits on there is called Gay Bros. And that's kind of a new phenomenon of guys who are like, hey, I just want to be a guy. And anybody can be whoever you want. And I just want to talk about, well, I want to be able to talk about fishing or... Whatever things I want to do, and it's or you know, you'll gay bros has people who are like, yeah, I love shotguns, I love going shooting and stuff, and I'm gay, I take my boyfriend up with me.
Well, why not, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's imprinting on my part, and partially ignorance that.
Well, here we are. I guess I'm case 12.
Well, you had an interesting comment about. Depending on what kind of club you're working in, if you announce you're gay or not, or what the timing is.
Well, yeah, I always do, but sometimes I'll wait longer if it seems if it seems like I have to get them on my side first, and that's a fun move to pull because then I can stretch for about 20 minutes without telling people that I'm gay, just the way I've written my act, you know. About 20 minutes is about as long as I can hold off. And then I got to go, guess what? This whole time I've been gay. And then sometimes you hear an audible like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sure. You still do. And it depends on the crowd. It depends on
part of the country.
But more than that, whether it's a city or a suburb. Anywhere in the country that's a suburb is going to be way more... How do I say this?
Uninformed?
Un-gay?
Un-gay. Okay.
Do you feel like you do a service, though, by when you have a crowd and you're 20 minutes in and then you say, by the way.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, oh, you know, and then horrible ignorance they've carried around their whole lives.
And it's a fun give and take. And a lot of the stuff I do is sort of designed to work in that environment where it's like, I'm telling you about my life, and any other comedian would do the same thing.
Right,
I get to do it too.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because sometimes people are angry and they don't want to talk to me after.
Yeah.
But more often than that, people are like, hey, that was really great, man. And sometimes you can see in their eye where they're like kind of surprised to be saying that.
Right.
And that's, I feel happy about that.
That's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. That's good for you.
You seem so...
Because, you know, I know there's gay kids coming up. Sometimes their dads might freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe if they see me at a comedy show 5 or 10 years later, it's not such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
If Junior wants to explore the poetry of the world.
Right.
But you seem even more, I mean, you're one of the most well-adjusted people in the short time I've known you that, I mean, gay or straight, I just don't.
You mean comedian.
Oh yeah,
well-adjusted comedian. Because you know you have comedians come on here and they're
that's true.
You know, so and so didn't pay enough attention to me, so now I have to stand in front of a room full of people and get to make them to laugh.
Definitely,
you know?
A part of it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
there is definitely an "I'll show them" factor to my story.
Right.
So, but there doesn't was there any sort of big moment where you were going to tell everyone that. Yeah, that you were coming out, or
yeah, you know, it wasn't easy. It was not an easy process. It took I did it over the course of a few years, slowly,
right?
And
it doesn't seem like
it happened before I went into before I was, you know, 20 by 24. I had told my dad, so that was the last big one,
right?
Everybody else could find out on stage.
Yeah.
It was not easy, but after that, then it was just like, okay, now I've got that out of the way, and I'm just gonna be out of the closet as I do comedy and
And you're from Omaha?
Not really. I was born there.
You're born there.
I get asked all the time.
Sorry.
And I have very little Nebraska.
Where did you grow up?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And then Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm even allergic to corn. That's how not Nebraska I am.
Wow, you're really not Nebraska.
Processed corn.
You
the raw
even
stuff
fly
I can
in
eat.
There. Yeah. There's just that corn stuff everywhere.
I've never heard of a corn allergy.
It's just like, I'm sensitive to like corn syrup and
that's
like
what I was gonna say, high
corn powder and stuff.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just all that filler. Yeah.
You probably can't have ketchup then, can you? It's got high fructose corn syrup.
I can have ketchup.
It's, good.
It's the quantity.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I can't suck down a bottle of Karo corn syrup.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that's a major debilitating.
so that means no pecan
hindrance
pie.
In my life.
Yeah, no pecan pie. That's the main ingredient.
I ask for syrup. If there's a pecan pie.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. What does your dad do?
Good question. Okay. I don't even know.
Oh, well,
we check in a few times. We're not close. We're not enemies anymore. But he's I believe he's a real estate.
Okay.
Industry in some fashion.
I guess I assumed since you moved, it had something when you were a kid that you moved that had something to do with your dad's profession.
He had a lot of different jobs when I was growing up.
All right. That's okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wouldn't fault him for anything.
Yeah, good.
You seem so remarkable. I'll say it again. I can tell that there was some tribulations in your life, but you seem so happy and just comfortable in your own skin now.
Well, thank you.
Has it been a long...
Yeah, it's...
I'm only mentioning it because I struggle with this every day, and almost every episode I talk about how crazy I am and how... sad I am sometimes. And
I get very sad and I get very crazy, but I guess I don't. I'm in a good mood, maybe. Maybe it's a good day.
Well, good day.
We're glad to have caught you in a good mood, James.
Absolutely, Chick. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And
and your Andy Kindler needs to be a little more Jewy.
What's your, What's your, what, you don't like the material chunk? Maybe I could move on to the closer bit.
And a lot of his mannerism is in his mouth. Like, he doesn't use his hands a bunch, but I noticed.
Yeah,
he
mushes his mouth.
One of my favorites. Kindler, Todd Glass, Eddie Pepitone. Those are my favorite guys.
He
started, like, in L.A., you know, and the thing about it, we started in comedy in L.A., you have to go up after somebody like Eddie Pepitone.
Yeah.
Who is a beast, and that's just the way it works. It's like, he's got to go to bed, so you're on after this headliner.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, I know you got a show tonight, and you have a website, James?
My website sucks, but it's jamesadomian.com.
Twitter?
I have some videos up on my website, and I try to keep it updated when I can. I'm on Twitter, at jadomian, and I have a blog on Tumblr, jamesadomian.tumblr.com.
And you did a podcast with Maria Bamford. Was that a one-time thing, or a...
Well, it's Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang,
I'm frequently a guest on that show.
Right, okay.
And Maria, I've been on with a couple times.
Okay.
And so, most recently, I was on there doing Tom Likas.
Yeah, okay.
1-800, blah, 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 you got it.
Tom Likas.
I don't care!
That's not Tom Likas, that's James Adomian. Thanks again, James.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
I had to pee with this jumpsuit on, and you basically have to get naked to go to the bathroom in a public place. Not for it.
Why are you wearing that jumpsuit anyway?
Because it's cute. Because I bought it on Etsy.
It needs a name tag.
That was James Adomian. Thank you, everybody.
It says Ideas.
What does it say?
Ideas. It's the brand.
I need to replace that.
Isn't he funny? Isn't he a funny guy?
He's James Adomian. He killed it.
He's very funny.
I don't know where... I guess my problem is I don't...
I got to listen to that one with him and Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you listened to it?
I haven't.
It's on Earwolf, yeah.
Is it Maria's podcast?
No, it's...
it's Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they have a TV show, too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I do know.
It's on IFC. And
I do.
I've watched that a couple of times, and I can't really... I guess maybe I haven't been in the right head to watch it, but it is... I'm sure it's funny, but I haven't found what's funny about it yet.
Oh,
it's
I'm one of those. I haven't watched it yet.
It's kind of an uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of SCTV funny, you know.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
See, the IFC people need to.
Yeah.
They need to talk to you. Get you a show.
Yes, that's what we need.
Would you do a reality? No.
Would you do a TV show with me?
We looked at each other. Would you?
Would you do a TV show with us, Jason?
I would do it with you all. I wouldn't do it with my
Just like
home.
A talk show?
Right.
No, I wouldn't do a reality show. Oh, God, no.
You wouldn't? Well, no. I think we should. It's scripted reality. Isn't that how Mark Maron
is? But we're
going to
pay you this much, Mr. McGee.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know how people, I've said this all my years of what I reluctantly call a career. I don't know how people come up with a number where it makes me go, no, absolute. Well, wait a minute. Maybe.
How many zeros?
But you know what always makes me, the guy who's like, I'll give you $25. I'll give you $5 if you, you.
That is the best every guy in high school ever went with voice. Yeah.
That's how it's, I'll give you $5 to eat one of those peppers at the Steak and Shake table.
That's right.
And I did it.
And then there's
but you're like impervious to spicy stuff though for the most part.
Yeah.
Were those spicy?
Yeah, they're hot as fuck.
The Steak and Shake peppers. Mm-hmm. The green stuff they shake.
Yeah. But we ate a pepper. We pulled the pepper.
You shake the liquid out though.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, I think.
Yeah. You don't actually reach in there and grab it.
No, unless you're me, and that's probably been sitting there since they fucking built that Steak and Shake.
That sounds good, Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Famous for steak burgers.
We used to go to the Steak and Shake after every football game and basketball game.
I like to go there after a concert.
That's your thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's usually open.
Right.
And it's just kind of, it's good.
I like the French fries. I like the French fries.
Because they're so thin.
And dunk them in the chili. That's what I do.
Is that what you do?
You don't like that?
No, you got that from me, ass
bag. I like to take the, here's something.
Did you do that on purpose?
The Steak and Shake, huh? Just now?
Yeah.
No, he didn't do
it
on purpose.
He didn't realize it, did he?
He does this all the time. He is famous. Oh, he is infamous. I'm going to say infamous because it pisses me off.
Yeah, I'm pretty
because he'll go, did you know Christy told me today, or Jason said, or Jeff Bodart said, or whatever, and I'll be like, motherfucker, I told you that 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Have you heard this song? This is a great song.
She calls me motherfucker a lot.
I love that. That's probably my favorite word. But I say it and somebody that I am around daily told me that I say it like Carrie Shu, like who, like the
motherfucker.
Yeah, and when you say it, it's a motherfucker.
Here's a good question. I'm glad this came around because I've been wanting to ask this simple question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you cuss in front of your dad?
Very. If I do, it's like either I have to be angry or it's an innocent slip like a damn or something like that. I remember one time, it was when I was in college, and I was old enough to drink a beer in front of my dad.
Okay.
And I drank a Coors Light and I was like, this tastes like piss.
Mm-hmm. No
and that offense. Was it?
Should I say that?
Piss?
No.
Coors Light tastes like piss for you?
Okay.
That's fine.
Anyway, this beer tastes like piss. And I said it like 3 or 4 times and he was like, I get it. He's like, that's enough. And I was like, okay. And I've never forgotten it. We were sitting on our back porch and I was just like, okay, I probably shouldn't say
that. It's still a little unsettling when I hear my kids cuss.
Is it? Well, but your kids...
The girl doesn't cuss as much as the boy does.
Well, but that's
But the older girl, I guess, she... I don't know if I'd be... I would even care if she.
No. Well, that's because your kids are still, they're still kind of, until your kids have kids, it's going to be weird to hear them.
Yeah,
cuss
yeah,
probably.
That's good. Yeah, I'm the oldest one has kids. Yeah. So, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, no, you're I don't. I've been, my dad wasn't ever a big deal if we cussed. Like, we would never, it wasn't any of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
It was damn or shit or piss. Well, those are the three basics, I think. But, those are your primary curse words right there.
Sure. In my time around your father, and we continue to be, you know, friends, I we have lunch every now and then. It's just me and him. And I still can't remember the last time I heard him say a cuss word. I mean, I know he has.
Oh, yeah. My dad
but he doesn't really.
He didn't curse in front of us for the longest time.
But no,
but if you know my mother, she cursed enough for everybody around me. So she didn't have to. Mm-hmm. She'd make
yeah,
a sailor
that's true.
Brush.
When that's she would come over to the house, she'd cuss. And
but you know what's funny is that I don't. My youngest sister, my baby sister, Jenny, I don't really hear her curse too much. But she's 17. But then the three of us, the three older ones, I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's because we grew up hearing my mom, but we can, in a moment, we can pull out and put fuck between every single fucking word. You know, I mean, just immediate. It's almost like it's innate. It's genetic, your ability to curse.
I don't.
It's your environment.
I don't set out to cuss, but sometimes I do.
I like it. I enjoy it so much that that's terrible, because I know that it's women. People say that it's unattractive if a woman curses or whatever.
It's the way that she curses.
I don't know.
She's got lips like a sofa. Huh. I should play that coming out.
There's a
Maybe
lot of
I
people,
should look for that.
I don't know. But in working here for a period of time,
They make you want to cuss.
I like to say motherfucker. I don't know why. It's not fuck. It's not fucker. It's just motherfucker.
The whole thing.
Sorry, I'm counting all those.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Yeah, you
how
probably.
Many, was that, three or four?
I don't know.
No, that's what I expected. I'd expected you not
well,
to
you cuss,
cuss around
all
your
that.
Dad.
No, I just don't cuss around. No, when Jason cusses, it's like when your dad cusses.
I want
cusses.
It to mean something.
Yeah, but it doesn't to me. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. That's terrible, though. I shouldn't cuss.
Well, I think part of it, too, is, you know, when you have young kids.
He cusses at me.
You need a little release.
Right, and that's the thing, is that I'm not with them, and I don't curse around them.
Like I'm being an adult.
Yeah, and so you got to get it all out of your system when you're not around.
We used to have cussing weekends, you know? They would go...
Oh, yeah, when they were at our house, away from us, every other weekend.
Yeah, it was me and you and your brother and a bunch of people.
And it was
fucking on.
Oh, it was. It was the, you know...
We would make a fucking point.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. There was a lot of cussing. I don't know. Do you ever wonder? So now I wonder... Which my dad used to have cards and guys over, and they'd smoke cigars and do that, and that's when I remember hearing so many curse words.
Oh yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, but we were supposed to be in bed. You know, this is later in the evening.
You'd
or
sneak
whatever.
Down the stairs though, wouldn't
oh.
you?
Oh yeah, I want to see what they were doing. Oh, yeah. I mean, there'd be an IU basketball game, and there'd be three card tables set up, and I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine now letting. You know, 12, 15 guys smoke in the house. Just smoking. They're just smoking cigars like it's no big deal. Isn't that crazy?
That is my
Sounds
son.
Awful.
My son yeah. smokes. He's 22. He smokes. He comes over. He goes out on the deck.
Yeah.
I never said don't smoke in the house, but I don't want him to smoke in the house.
But, yeah. No, but it was so commonplace for people to smoke in the house. The other, I find the weird things. Like, I like to give somebody something old and then something new for Christmas, like a vintage thing, something neat that I know they would like, and then a new gift. Well, I found it, and I'm not sure who I'm going to give it to yet. But they're little. It's a clip-on ashtray that clips onto your coffee cup. I shit you not.
Oh.
It clips on, and it has it, and it's a little
Wait
ashtray
a minute.
That clips. Yeah.
How is that functional? Once you take a drink of coffee, won't the ashes fall out?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe just use a coffee cup just for that.
Maybe it's not clip-on for your coffee cup. Maybe it clips on your finger, and you ash, and then you take a drink. I don't fucking know. I'm going to have to look at it closer now.
Where did you find it? Like Midland?
Probably. Who knows? Where do I find
have
it?
Have I told the story about when I first heard both of my kids cuss. I heard about it.
Yeah, the bus.
Did I tell this on,
yes.
on
the
here?
Bus. Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
But he used it correctly.
Yeah, he did use it correctly.
But dads are kind of proud of that when their son does it. But if their daughter does it, it's kind of...
Yeah, that I think that's a big... I don't know. And you know what? My son wouldn't cuss to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
He just wouldn't. My daughter, she would let it fly. I know, as soon as she can, she will.
Let the expletives fly.
Yeah, she will for sure.
Lady and gentlemen, we would like to welcome a brand new sponsor here on the Off the Air podcast.
These are my favorite days.
This is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exciting. This is the Sani Seal Toilet Gasket.
It's what?
You heard me, S-A-N-I-S-E-A-L, Sani Seal Toilet Gasket.
And that's one right, you got it right there?
I've got it right here.
Let me see
it.
It looks like a toy.
It looks like a dog
a
toy.
A little round dog toy.
It looks like something you'd sit on if you had a hemorrhoid.
No,
you had
sure.
A little very tiny butt.
It's really
baby butt.
Soft.
Baby.
It's for babies with hemorrhoids.
It's really soft and mushy. The Santa Seal.
No, but it really is for.
Is a waxless toilet gasket that seals the toilet to the floor.
To the floor.
Where would you be?
When you install it.
You take a toilet out, you put it on the floor. Where would you be without the gasket? That's right. You'd have water and nasty stuff all over your bathroom.
It's kind of foamy.
And before, what did they have? Plastic. Back in horse and buggy days, what did they use? This wax thing. A wax seal that once you put it down, you got to be good.
I was going to say outhouse.
I was going to say a big dump in a hole. That's what I thought.
And a shovel.
Can you help me a little bit?
Yes. Sorry. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Get rid of the traditional wax ring. This is waxless, flexible, and repositionable. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. You know what? It sounds like to me that you're going to save a lot of time. No, I'm being serious.
You are going to save a lot of time.
You're going to save a lot of time. So say you build houses for a living.
Right.
Say you're a plumber and you install toilets.
There's going to be five toilets in this house.
Okay. And so where can you go and get five Santa Seals?
You can go to SantaSeal.com, S-A-N-I-S-E-A-L, SantaSeal, .com, or every Lowe's in the country has the waxless repositionable toilet gasket that seals the toilet to the floor. It's called Santa Seal. And couple of things, might want to mention this, pretty important. Mm-hmm. Made in the USA.
That's very important.
Not only made in the USA, made, invented, created right here in a garage in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I like it.
Buy local. There
Big
you go.
Big fan.
So look for them at Lowe's.
You think I could go over to their house and grab one?
Home Depot's?
Would they?
They're probably not there anymore.
You don't think so?
I think they've outgrown it.
You know what? I'd knock first.
I'd
ask, hey.
You guys got a phone number you can give me after the show?
Do you think their peephole is like this thing? They look through it?
SantaSeal, SantaSeal.com. At least go to the website and check them out.
They're
weird looking.
They
and
like
cool.
you.
They like me.
Our listeners should like them.
I mean, SantaSeal likes them.
Right.
They likes me, and they like, if you like the Off the Air podcast, if you like any of us, you need to go to SantaSeal and check them out. And thank you, SantaSeal, for sponsoring the Off the Air podcast. Want some emails? Let's do some emails.
We haven't done emails in a long time.
We have not done emails.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of great guests.
I've been so busy.
Dear
Plus,
Chick.
It's just emails, people loving Chick, so.
What? Yeah, we don't want to.
We don't need that.
Dear Chick, I moved to Austin 3 years ago, been to the Bat Bridge a handful of times. They're bats. They pee a lot. They squeak. Then they
Gross.
Fly away. They aren't impressive.
Did you ask?
After the first time.
They're referring to the Bob Schneider episode. Did you mention that or did he mention it?
Well, Bob and I both talked.
Chick asked
we
about
We both
it.
Talked about the Bat Bridge.
You asked about it. You,
yeah.
you wanted mm-hmm. to go see it. Okay.
Right. He said when I was there, the bats weren't.
There was a certain time of year. Okay.
Yeah.
He
okay.
said the best place to watch the bats, though, were in the University of Texas quad when the bats fly around the lights because that's where the bugs are. The lights
sure.
attract the bugs at night and the bats.
Sure.
We have a bat house in the back of our yard, mm-hmm. like not purposeful. I would like to put one, but there's a, so do you say nest? What do you say?
Cave, bat cave.
You're an ass.
It's the bat cave.
I'm with him on that.
Is it real? It's literally, it's got to be the bat cave.
Got to be the bat cave.
So where would it be? Do you think it's just because it's so thick right there that they may have
Do you still,
built one?
Do you still, because.
Yeah, they're all over the yard. They fly around the yard all the time.
Because there were like two or three,
mm-hmm.
well, a year ago, a year and a half ago, I know they were there. So. Mm-hmm.
No, they moved. He got a job, better job, and they moved into the city. So no, they're not there anymore.
Did I get custody of the bats?
By the way, the vine you retweeted.
Of the Bat Dad.
Is Bat Dad the best? Let me talk to you about Bat Dad.
Bat Dad is on Vine, and is he on Twitter too?
Yeah, he is on Twitter.
But
and,
he wears a bat mask, and he has three small children, probably all under the age of
I only saw this. This is the first one I've seen.
Oh, my God.
Is it today's? Did you see today's?
Well, I did not see today. I think it was yesterday's, which was
the
how many
gum?
Weeks ago.
Is it the gum one?
No, it was just, where is she?
Oh, that's it's his daughter.
She's over there, Daddy.
Yes.
He goes,
oh.
Yeah. His kids have great responses too. They're yep. very funny. But the yep. one—that's the
best use of Vine I've seen.
Oh yeah, mm. and in the back seat. Mm-hmm. So his the little boy goes gum, and his dad goes, "Are you going to swallow it?" And he goes, "Yes." Then no, and the kid goes, "Oh, it's so funny."
My favorite one is he's you and the, he the way he shoots him is he's,
you always see him from the nose up
from
with the
nose
bat mask
up.
On.
You don't
with,
see his mouth moving,
mat.
But
yeah.
he's in the corner of the frame and
his wife,
his vine. Yeah, she's like drinking a diet soda, and he goes, "Don't drink that diet soda." And he talks like Christian Bale does, and I never understood why he chose to talk like this when he's bad fat. But it scares her. Have you seen that one?
The one where he does it and she's doing laundry. She's putting laundry in the washer. And what does he say there?
Don't forget to wash my pajamas.
Yeah, and she jumps and she's pissed. Oh.
And she goes, damn it, and uses his name. And I've watched it 20 times and I can't figure out what his first name is.
Okay,
funny.
So help me out here because I want people to know that at.
It's on Vine, it's at BatDad.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Twitter, he is. At Bat Dad Blake, B-L-A-K-E, Bat Dad Blake. I'm so excited.
I wonder if his name is Blake.
Well, I think, or Blake's maybe his last name. I don't know. Maybe it is Blake.
Yeah, it could be either, I guess.
Yeah.
It's one of the best uses of Twitter I've ever seen.
And when Josh was on recently, I put up his. I found
his Vine.
There's some aggregate that put them all together, and that's the link I put up there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's got dozens.
He put one
I just
up
kept
yesterday.
Going through.
Yeah.
What was that, the Thursday the 12th?
Thursday the 12th. Yeah. It's a chainsaw massacre, yeah. And it starts paying. He goes, hey, calm down.
Calm down. It's still the 12th. The 12th. Yeah. Still the 12th.
Relax.
The Bat Dad one I was talking about, he's in his driver's seat, and you can only see his nose from the face, from nose up. And in the background is the kid in the car seat and fast asleep. And he goes,
oh, yeah.
Wake up! And the kid jumps.
He goes, we're at the birthday party.
And that's it.
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
That is
it's
great.
It's the best. At Bat Dad on Vine.
I'll put those
Bat
up on the website.
On Twitter. Good
my
name.
Dog, Honey, just made her first Vine debut.
And at Jess Hooker on Vine is hilarious. That's probably the best Vine I've ever seen.
It's not. It's pretty good.
The puppy dog avoiding the questions.
Yeah, she was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, where was I? The Bat Bridge. Right after I moved to Austin, I ran into Bob Schneider at a Lego store in the mall.
That's awesome.
Buying Legos for his son, I bet. I was too scared, embarrassed to say anything. He was shopping with his son.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have known who he was if you hadn't recommended him on the Big Show. Thanks for suggesting him. I enjoy his music and your podcast. Keep up the good work. I always have Tito's in the cabinet if you're in the area, as do I. You know, if we can all join together, we can all hold hands.
Tito's is in Austin, right?
And call Tito's and email them and send them messages that say, Tito's Vodka, sponsoring the Off the Air podcast. How cool does this sound?
You know what?
Off the Air podcast from the Tito's studio.
I had a better thought. From that,
yeah, mm-hmm.
The person said, "Hey, there's Tito's in the cabinet. If you swing by, I bet you could do off the air across America, just from a podcast listener's house to podcast listner's
you
house.
You are out of your goddamn mind."
And I bet they all would have Tito's for you.
Well, that might be something to look into.
I have never been shot down so quick by both of you.
Yeah, and bed bugs.
Really?
I don't know.
Remember when, here, like 5 years from now, remember when everyone was worried about bed bugs?
And now we all got them?
That's gross.
Dear Chick, tell Jessica that as a man, we think it's cute that you believe you catch us every time we look at your boobs. Best case, you're catching us maybe 25% of the time. Steve Schultz. And that brings us to Chick McGee, chickmcgee.com. Of course, you can get the podcast, download the podcast there, but there's also a brand new shirt section.
Uh-huh.
That's our beautiful new t-shirts. There's there's a
boy. I don't
boy.
Understand the tie. What's the
there's
tie?
There's a boy t-shirt. Jason and I actually, Jason did the pop-in, and we took a picture of the boy's t-shirt on my Cigar Store Indian.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Chief.
Mm-hmm.
And
we really did fight over that.
We put the...
No.
Well, see, that kind of tells you what a relationship we had. Uh-huh. You let me put my Cigar Store Indian in our living room.
I didn't let you. It was your house, too.
Well, but...
I didn't let you. You could do whatever you want. You live there.
Well, if it's my house, then I'll move back, and you can move to my... We'll switch for a year.
No,
how's that?
That's not the case.
We could do that?
No.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, like with the girls and boys on Friends had to switch... They played a game to see who knew how much about each other. We should do that.
We should do that.
Yep.
Anyway, go to the website, chickmcgee.com. It says shirts. Click on shirts. You'll see
slow down.
Oath the Boys t-shirt on. And Jess, that is Jess. I get a lot of Twitters and emails and things asking if that's you modeling the girl's shirt. Yes, that is.
That's an unflattering picture of my face
the
and hair.
Beautiful co-host.
I knew it.
Beautiful
it.
Co-host Jess with her.
And that's a very, very
giant
flattering
t-shirt.
I feel like you guys photoshopped
that. No. No, you know what happened. Chick brought you a size too small.
I know what happened on
you
purpose.
You like your shirts to fit that way, yes or no?
That one's a little
that
tight.
That one was too tight.
But that was the fun of it.
Yeah, for you guys.
And the angle I took it at. That was
yes,
just, that
it was like upward.
It was fun. That was a fun...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, hang on. I was remembering there for a second. My fault. So anyway, order your shirts, yeah. And I'll check with the boys in shipping, and they'll get them right out to you.
So so this guy says women only catch us 25% of the
That's
time.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
because you don't know how often we're looking. We know how often we're looking.
Right.
So, got away with that one. Got away with another one.
Yeah, that's true.
She caught me.
Got away with another one.
Got away with another one.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, I'm not like a...
And you never catch anybody staring at your butt. because they were behind you.
Right.
But it was funny. I would be doing that, and you would be walking away, and you would go, what would you say?
You're looking at my ass.
Stop staring at my ass. Chick, Jess, etc. I'm currently listening to episode 68 with Josh, Josh. And this is the fourth time since it came out. Josh Arnold.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Josh, hey, Arnold. Did you really like that part?
No, read the first part.
I am currently...
No. The very first part.
Do you read stuff for your job?
Super chick chick?
No, right below that.
Motherfucker.
Oh, listen. Here's how it's addressed. Super chick chick, chick, Jess, etc.
Etc.?
Etc.?
That's shitty.
I know. I didn't even see it. And I even printed that off.
Yuck. Oh. Who is this?
Hang on. They're listening to the Josh Arnold episode. That's number 68. It's the fourth time since it came out.
He's listened four times.
To the Josh Arnold episode.
You know how many times I've listened?
Are you still not listening to any of them?
You know what? Last night when I was doing stuff, I listened to the beginning. Until you play the intro, that's as much as I listen, and then I shut it off.
Of Josh Arnold?
Of all of them.
Why?
Since Ace Cosby, that's as much as I've listened to all of them.
Those are good parts, though, when we're just sitting around chatting.
That's all I listen to.
All right. Your interview with Josh was amazing. You managed to combine fun, cultural trivia, humor, and a very serious discussion of issues related to depression, all of which I can relate to. You know, he doesn't make any other insult to you other than the...
No, I'm being facetious, of course, but...
To clarify some info for you guys, Arby's was created... where I grew up near Youngstown, Ohio, and the first store is in Boardman, Ohio.
I don't know where Boardman is.
Keep up the great work.
Isn't Ohio like the capital of fast food? Because isn't that where the first Wendy's
is? I've always read that Columbus, Ohio was the proving ground for a lot of fast food restaurants. And yes, Wendy's started in Columbus, Ohio.
Don't they still try new things
right
there
across
first?
From the Center of Science and Industry?
Yeah. But McDonald's was California.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't know. Sounds right. Whatever.
This email starts off, thank you. I started listening to
Next
the podcast.
Email.
Cut that out. The Nick Griffin episode, and then went back to number one and got caught up. Now I can't wait for new episodes. I just wanted to write to say thanks because it's this podcast that has made me realize that people can make themselves better. For the last month, I've been working on eating better, and I've lost 10 pounds so far. I feel not only better physically, but mentally as well.
Good for you.
I'm 33 years old and finally starting to take care of myself. I hope Chick, Jess, and et cetera, that you... it doesn't say et cetera.
Thank you.
I threw that in. Chick, Jess, and Jason, that you all really realize how amazing it is what you're doing. Did you see subconsciously what Freud would say about the way I read that? Because it's such a compliment, and I'm having such trouble... on that note, good night and keep up the good work. P.S. Chick, talk to Mrs. Hildebrand. She'll appreciate it more than you can imagine, and so will you. I know John, and John tweeted me, and I appreciate that, and I'm doing my best.
Thanks, John.
John Chapman.
John Chapman.
I weighed myself yesterday.
And you're like way down, right?
Yep. 18 pounds.
What?
Since the spring. So that's good.
Just all that water?
Lots of water, gallon a day. Yeah, that's a pain in the ass, but...
You brought it in here one day.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how little food you can get away with.
Yeah, but you're unhealthy about it.
That's not true at all.
Yes, you are.
I just had cheese balls last night. Did I tell you about that? I found cheese balls.
Not planters. I don't care. If they're not planters, I don't want anything to do with them.
They're in a giant plastic jug as big as your head, Target. They're really good, though. They were pretty good.
They're not
planters.
It's
more like a small barrel.
Yes.
It is like a small barrel. Okay. Yeah, it's about
with
a
red
round.
Lid. Yeah.
Big round as a head, hubcap with a red lid.
Yeah, I don't know. If they're not planters, I don't want
anything
to do with them.
I bet if you could find the planter's container and then pour them in there, shake them up, it'll seem like...
It's not the same.
No?
It's not the same.
Okay. Can you order those online?
No.
Planter's cheese balls?
You should be able to. What happened?
Something happened.
Planters.
Where they stopped. No. Oh, here's another. They stopped making Planters cheese balls, and they also used to make sweet barbecue Snyder's pretzel nuggets.
Only you would know that dumb shit.
And they stopped making those in favor of like spicy chicken wing barbecue or something.
Shut.
And they got.
Have you guys tried the crazy Lay's that they have? Like they have garlic bread Lay's,
chicken and waffles,
Lay's, stuff
you know
like
me,
that.
You know me and Tato chips. Oh, but I have not tried that flavor.
I tried the chicken waffle. Just okay. Does it taste?
Yeah, we did it as a joke too.
It tastes like chicken and waffles.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing what they can do
but
with flavor?
But I don't like it.
Have you ever had chicken and waffles?
Yes.
I haven't. There's a place downtown at a mm-hmm. gas station, and it fucking blew up during the Super Bowl, okay?
The chicken and waffle place?
The chicken and waffle place, which mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of it.
When you say blew up.
It was huge. People okay. were like out the door okay. looking to get some. Yeah, so.
Chicken and waffles we're talking about still.
I've never had it.
Because there are areas of downtown that blew up. People were looking to get some. Just because the Super Bowl was here.
Right.
I'm talking about prostitutes.
Is that true?
Well, yeah.
They shipped them in?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. That's always the...
That's what they do anywhere, right?
Yeah, I suppose they do that anywhere.
There's a big... it's a sign of prosperity and progress.
If we get the next Super Bowl, we should ship in some stuff.
It's not till 18 if we get it. That's the one we're trying to get.
That's plenty of time.
Right. That gives us 5 years. Like that'll give her just enough time.
Four and some change.
Yeah. We should do that.
So you think we're still going to be doing this 4.5 years from now?
God bless.
I don't see how.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way.
I've got 2 years tops.
Period?
Period. End of story.
For your life?
Yeah, I think so.
Shut up.
What?
You're whatever. Dr. Will said you're going to live to be 90. Didn't he say that
Someone
on the podcast?
There.
Yeah.
You're getting healthier. You're getting better.
Yep.
And 2 years from now.
I'm totally alone. I've never been happier in my fucking life.
Shut up. Shut up.
What else you want to talk about?
And no more emails?
That's it.
Really?
That's all that's all the producer gave me.
Listen, most of the emails are people love us.
I know.
And he doesn't want to read all of those.
When are we going to do, and I know it makes you uncomfortable.
This is so short in the crotch, you guys. If I stand up and raise my hands up over my head, it's camel toe time. Camel toe time. Party Central.
We need to
take a picture?
No.
I know we're going to call this the backwards episode, but it should be in parentheses, Chick Reminisces episode.
You're a jerk. I'm not talking to you.
Jess is wearing a pair of coveralls that she found on Etsy.
Yeah, they're like, it's like, look, and it's because when I get dressed, it's like a costume. Let's be serious. Everything has to go together.
It's quite the process when she gets
but
dressed.
Look, it's like my
Top Gun. Your Top Gun.
Yeah, you put on the...
Sure, yeah. See? There you go. But as
What's
we all...
What's up with these pockets up here by the boobs?
I don't know.
As That's we weird. All know, with coveralls, the problem you have is...
It's short in the crotch.
They cinch up your testicles, and they mm-hmm. also...
Give you camel toe.
Give you camel toe if you're a lady. But I can't, because you're so amazingly... I don't want to say amazingly. I think you have a shorter waist than most girls.
Yeah, I am. I am short-waisted.
You're short-waisted.
So I thought I'd be safe.
You'd be fine with the coveralls. No.
Short-waisted meaning short... Torso?
Yeah, my torso is kind of short.
Yeah, is that what I mean? I mean torso. Yeah.
I'm short everywhere. I've got short legs. I have abnormally long arms, though, because I'll buy a shirt that fits, and then I do this, and it's fucking up to my elbows.
And you have tiny hands, but really long arms.
I don't have tiny hands. My hands are regular size hands.
No, they're pretty small.
No, they're not.
Your feet are gigantic. I know that.
No, they're not.
What size are you?
Like ten and a half.
An eight.
That's on the beginning edge of big.
Is it? For somebody that's 5'1", yeah, probably.
Can't knock you over. I know that.
Yeah. Are you enjoying this? What size shoe do you wear?
She's like one
12?
Of those. She's like one of those.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
She's like one of those clowns you punch.
That's not true.
The Weeble. You're a Weeble.
I have fallen more in the last month than I have ever, like in my whole life.
Well, you weigh less.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe what has that got to do with falling?
My equilibrium's off. It's not used to this weight. I don't know.
So do you feel 19 pounds lighter?
No.
So what they
told
me
That's a thing.
About,
this is how girls develop.
Are the men ever happy?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
No. She, no.
I'll
not
ask
only
you
about weight, but never Nothing. Happy. Believe me.
No, that's not never happy. Don't say it like that.
Like, see, I'm
personally with myself. No, I'm never happy. I think I can always improve.
I've always, you know, I've seen you. I'm guessing through other than pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Let's throw that out.
Right.
I would guess
monster.
I guess I would when I've seen you. I've seen a fluctuation of 5 to 7 pounds.
That's what my brother said.
There's,
he goes,
you don't. That much.
He said you don't really. You can't really tell.
Yeah.
He said you wear your weight well. Okay.
So when you lose your 19 pounds, where do you feel like you lose it?
You know, that's almost 10% of your body weight.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Because it's harder to lose. The smaller you are, it's harder to lose weight.
Right. But I haven't been losing my mind about it anytime I've tried to lose weight in the past.
Are you saying she weighed 190 pounds?
Pretty close.
Motherfucker.
took her that long to pick up.
She doesn't weigh 190 pounds.
I don't weigh 190 pounds. I wasn't listening, I guess.
What a
I was
jerk.
That's okay. Hey, you know, I was almost.
Okay,
was,
you weighed 160.
I weighed 170.
Okay, 170.
Whatever.
Okay, and you've lost 18 pounds?
I swear to God, I've got it right here on my phone.
You've lost 19 pounds, so that's over 10%.
In March, I weighed 169.7 or something like that. I have it on my phone. Yeah, that's how much that was my top out there, and I was like, I probably should do something about
that. So, do you lose it in your butt, your boobs, and that where women lose it first?
Apparently that's where I've lost it.
She lost it in her boobs,
neck. I've always heard neck.
Neck, yeah, I like that.
I've got a neck thing going on.
I might have a chin.
You need to tighten that up.
I think I'm gonna get.
Are you?
I think I am.
Good for you.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I'd probably cut in here and slice it up.
I think they cut on the sides right here at your right.
So nobody,
your ears.
Neither one of you said. What are you talking about?
About what?
My neck.
What about it? You said you wanted to do it.
Yeah, but it's all.
So you said that waiting for us to say you don't need to do that.
Well, that's of course. That's why anybody says they're going to do plastic
surgery.
No,
they don't.
Because they want to go. Oh no, you don't need that, girl.
No, they don't. That's like
girl, you're fine the way you are. That's what most. Never mind.
Is that the voice you hear when you talk?
That's right.
Oh my God. No, that's like when somebody gets divorced and you go, I'm so sorry. And then you don't have to say I'm so sorry. You say congratulations.
See, but my arms,
if you want to do something to better yourself, then we're for it.
My arms don't.
If it bothers you, bothers us.
I don't mean I need my arms.
I don't want you to talk the rest of the podcast.
Or my.
I'm just kidding.
What's the biggest compliment someone could give you that you will actually take and it makes you feel good?
Your dick is huge.
What the fuck? This is the dirtiest podcast I've ever been.
I wasn't talking to you, Jess.
No, I'm just assuming that's.
Let me tell you something. It's bigger than it was. Thank you very much. But my point is.
Why are you pointing at me?
Well, you better not point at me.
It's bigger than it was, mister. Let me think. I'm all about.
Oh, that's true. With every 50 pounds or 30 pounds you lose, you gain an inch. Is that what they say?
I'm all about like personal maturity and level-headedness and shut up. See what I'm up against? And I got called a drama queen two episodes ago. And
oh, yeah. You're not holding on to that, are you?
I just, you know,
that maturity thing totally plays in here.
Then you never do that. You never
do what?
Bring up something that I've said.
No, I don't. You usually do.
That's not true at all.
Like, remember when I said, yes, you do. You do it all the time. You've got a fucking Rolodex.
Hey, jeez.
Rolodex of things.
No, I'm working toward that.
Working towards which? I'm sorry. Not bringing up the past? Being mature?
Yeah. Aren't you working toward that?
What?
I mean, I think everybody is, right? Or are you perfect in that area?
I'm not. You are an ass. He said to me so often lately, the healthier, the more mentally healthy I get, the crazier I realize you are.
I don't know if I said that.
Yes, you did.
I think you said that on the podcast.
I think I might have said that on the podcast.
And then he said it in a conversation just between the two of us.
We never have conversations between the two of us.
Yes, we do.
But is he doing that thing to try to get a response from you? Is that what he's doing?
No.
Get an emotional response.
I want her to be happy. That's all I want.
I am happy.
There you go.
But personal growth, like you just said.
I think everybody can grow.
Personally. But I'm happy, like socially, and you know, with my family and things like that.
Right.
What?
Nothing.
Ugh.
You know the conversations we have.
I know.
All right.
See, I said someone asked me, people, here's what I get the past year. Guess what I get?
Yeah.
House chick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I get a lot.
House chick.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they say house chick?
Because it's usually maybe people in this building or people that know you better than they know her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I get that a lot because they apparently.
Well, what do you say?
I say, well, you know what? Lately, I've said, you know what? This past month, he's been a lot better than, say, the previous 6 months.
Is that true?
I'd say so.
I say you're more consistently.
No, sitting here right now, I can tell you that I have been more consistent, and I can think of one day that was a horrible day in the past
6 weeks.
Did you guys have a powwow or something?
Longer than that. Maybe 8 weeks.
You guys just looked at each other and nodded.
No, Jason was aware of my horrible day. That's all I'm willing to share.
I don't know about your horrible day.
No, you don't know about any of my horrible days anymore.
Really?
See, and that's what I think. No, I think he's eliminated you from...
No, you have more than carried your burden of the idiocy that is the chickster. You're off the hook.
All right.
So No, you got stuff to do. You got
right.
You know.
Yeah, I got lots of stuff to do.
Well, especially now, you're very, very busy.
I am very, very busy. I have two siblings living with me now, and it's,
That's quite a operation over there.
I have a 17-year-old, so this is new.
But
having a high school kid and
does this help you? Because this helps me when I come in and say stuff like I just did. Mm-hmm, and
mm-hmm. I don't know. I was hesitant to share.
But here's the thing, and I'm thinking from my wife's perspective, because all of a sudden other things happen and she takes them upon herself.
Oh, absolutely. That's all
you
I do.
You do the same
that's
thing.
That's all I do. That's that's.
But
oh, yeah. No,
I,
even
and
if
I'm
you.
Not, listen, and I'm not saying it's bad. Okay?
Right,
I am not saying that because I have faith in what you do and how you approach stuff. And the things that you are taking, those people are better off.
Sure.
Okay. But why is it you do that? What is it about? Is the need or is it you don't want that person to fail, and if I don't help them, something like that.
With my siblings, especially, right. Obviously, my thing is that in my mind, I failed, and I don't want them to fail the way I failed.
You failed how?
I just got married, started a family early, did those things.
Okay.
You want better for your kids than you had. My
sure.
life was great, and I'm not saying that, but I have that same feeling towards my brothers and sisters.
How old's your brother though?
My brother's 29.
Okay.
My brother's 29 and had a serious substance abuse problem and is clean and sober. And so he moved in with me. He said, I can't do this and not be, you know, here in the house that we grew up in is where I live. That's the house I bought. So, so my brother wanted to get clean and sober there, and that's what he did. So
he knew you and make him accountable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was probably the healthiest environment for him, and that's where I am with my little sister. She's a senior in high school, and she needs a different environment for her last year of high school until, you know, we decide where she's going to go to college. And I say we until she decides where she's going to go to college. But yeah.
So do you feel when your brother comes to you and says, sis, I think I'm ready. I got this. I'm going to go live wherever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to let him go like a bird and he'll be fine?
Will
you be able to let go, I guess?
That will be the definition, if I could step in here and assume.
Yeah.
That will be the definition of bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, happens. Definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because, you know, he and I have lived, other than when I was away at college and for a little bit, that we've always lived together.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's different now because my 17-year-old sister, I've never lived with.
Mm.
Never. We've never been in the same house. So this is new.
So
this
that's
is very
a, yeah,
new.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Very new.
That alone has its own set of challenges.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I have a sister, Jordan, who got engaged on Sunday and she's getting married and now we're planning a wedding so there's a lot of stuff going on.
Sure.
The three of them need very different things from me, but they require a lot.
That
they don't get elsewhere. And that's the thing, and I told them. And when you're that much older and you're the oldest of four, no matter, like, you know, there's only a few years between me and my brother. I have a sister who will be 21 in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then my little sister's 17. So, you know, I was 15 when she was born. And I have mothered all of them.
Right.
Yeah. Just because I think
that's the thing.
That's just it was innate. It comes with the oldest sibling role.
But correct me if I'm misspeaking about any of this. Not only does it come with any older sister role, but you especially, given your set of circumstances when your brother came along and when your other two sisters came along, the circumstances surrounding really lent itself to you having to step in and and helping them. So it just kind of.
But even if you're in a traditional home and you have multiple siblings like that, that you're the oldest one's always going to be the one, you know, that takes care of everybody else.
Right.
It's part of it.
Especially if she's a girl.
Especially if she's a girl. I think that's a lot of it too.
And if you go back to our earlier discussion and you go to chickmcgee.com and you go look at the t-shirts, you'll see that Jess is.
Is a girl.
Is a girl.
I'm a girl.
Should I model the new t-shirt? Maybe I should get a picture of me on there.
I don't care.
You think?
Yeah, I'll show your
my arms,
your pecs, and
show
your
my arms off,
and your little
and my waddle. Evidently,
is that what that is? A waddle?
I guess. Turkey neck.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Used to be. I know him too.
Waddle remover.
Yeah,
that's what I say. Yeah. You look it up in the phone book.
I don't know. How much painful would that be, you think, to cut this out? And
it's probably going to hurt like a motherfucker.
But I had no, because I've gained and lost weight.
What? Shut up. Are you being serious?
I was trying to be serious. And
oh,
you're
sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But I've never needed, in my mind, I never needed to have excess skin removed. But I've lost so much.
But this
now,
is the oldest you've been and lost. Oldest, I mean, you're and the elasticity... This is the
I thought you could say this is the oldest you've been in a while.
It's the oldest you've been. No, this is
what Todd Snyder say, I'm too old to die young.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, with age comes less elasticity. Right?
But
a bigger boner.
Yeah, my dick's bigger. That's exactly what I was gonna say. That's exactly what I was gonna say. I love this song. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, welcome to the podcast. This was the Backwards Podcast.
We didn't really do an intro.
Thank you for downloading it. Our guest today is
was
James Adomian. And go see him when he comes to town at J. Adomian.
He is just funny.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes.
What is
here
this? Here comes. Don't dance.
I'm dancing.
Stop.
This is, the name of this song, honestly, is... Oh, 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 by odds and ants. Oh, ooze and ahs.
Ooze and ahs.
Ooze and ahs. Yeah, ooze and ahs.
Lips like a sofa.
Yeah, this is it.
No, it's not new.
Lips like a sofa. When she's strong on that soda. I think it means blowjob.
I like it.
It's a good song. It's from the album Say Hi.
All right. I feel like we're going to have a good podcast.
I feel like it's going to be a good one.
I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to cuss a lot.
I think Jess might cuss a lot.
Jess will cuss a lot, and we'll talk about my giant wang. Okay. Talk to you next. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason. Good night. Oh, hello, everybody. 10 years maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't new.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that song? Isn't it great?
Did you just find it?
No, I've had it I've had it for a couple of years.
The ooh-ah-ahs.
It was pretty cool. One day I was over at Chick's place, and he just had his iTunes on random, and he was playing a couple songs that I have that, you know, a little, maybe a little more of an obscure Coldplay or something, this or that. I was like, he's got it all.
I like lots of music. You know this.
You tweeted that. What would I do without?
You kind of collect it.
What would I do without music? Did you put that? Did
yes,
you tweet
I did.
That?
Yes, I did.
Can you imagine that?
I don't. I see. I feel the same way about music that I do movies. I want to feel better after it's over. I don't want to feel worse.
Oh, see, music and movies are completely different.
I don't know if feeling.
But he's not that way. They're the same to him.
You know what? I can't.
He can't judge a bad movie. He can judge bad music, but
I can
judge
a bad movie.
Are you sure?
I
walked out of the Getaway with Ethan Hawke and Selena Gomez like 2 nights ago.
Well, that's what you get for going to that movie.
Couldn't take it.
That's terrible.
My point is, I can't. There are certain movies that I can't watch at certain times.
Really? Like when you're on your period?
When I'm on my period.
Mm-hmm.
You are such a little shit.
No.
Are we going to have a podcast today or not?
You know, we're lucky we had a podcast yesterday.
Man, that's
no kidding.
It's not gonna. We're not gonna have to.
I was scared for a sec. I thought it was so something stupid.
What?
And the next thing, Jason was cussing, and his face was red, and he gave me the big eyes, and I was like, I'm fucking not saying anything right now.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll never miss another fucking live spot again as long as I live. I can tell you that.
That's good. That's good.
And I'm not saying that being an asshole, making fun of the situation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean what I said, and I received your message. Mm-hmm. I heard what you said, and I'm treating you like an adult. Thank you for setting
like
me straight.
Like a coworker.
You realize the whole thing I was doing was trying to cover his ass.
Oh, I know.
And I called him later in the day, and I think I proved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't talked to me yet. Some of them
are you supposed
still kinda,
to get reprimanded?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
Some of them are still kind of scared
could.
Of me.
We'll see. We'll okay. see.
Yeah. Well, Wade Bolander is supposed to call me.
I don't know.
That's what I have to say about that guy. Just we, all over.
Can you make a vine of that?
Oh, just
of
her, all over. Of just her doing just, this. Just oh. the hand jerk.
Oh.
Oh. When you do that, it's when hopefully, like I know a lot of people probably overdo the jerk off motion, mm-hmm. but when you do it and it can be the funniest fucking mm-hmm. thing. Yeah.
Oh, sure. No, it's, yeah. Especially the way you do it when you go up and down with the arm and then spread your fingers out and
like
throw it out in front
just
of you.
Everywhere.
And
just
sometimes
throwing
you,
it.
And
it's
sometimes
a whole
you,
arm motion.
Yeah, and sometimes you get to
yeah.
to boot. And that.
Yeah.
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 Are you ready to do a podcast?
Let's do it.